This podcast is part of the Other Side Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Maker's Corner, a new podcast from the Other Side Podcast Network. My name is Yannick. I'm the French guy from Switzerland, and joining me this week and for many weeks to come, my co-host, Nate. Hello, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You might know me from things such as the Destination Linux Network from the DLN Extend.
Yeah, very good podcast.
I enjoy doing that with Mr. Eric Adams. He is a fun feller to talk to, for sure. And I consider myself, I'm a self-proclaimed Linux and fitness enthusiast with an almost unhealthy obsession with the OpenSUSE project. So pretty much in life, wherever I can cram OpenSUSE, that's where I'm going to cram it.
You're going to have to talk about that in the show then later on.
Oh, certainly.
So, yeah, I'm Yannick. You might know me as one of the hosts of T. Earl Grey Hot, an unofficial Star Trek fan podcast from the Other Side Podcast Network with my co-host Dave. I also sometimes co-host The Bugcast, which is a music podcast. I did have my own music show, but it's on such a big hiatus now that I really think it's defunct, but we never know.
I would say it's not defunct. It's in the witness protection program.
Yes. Yes. That's a very good definition. Thank you. We decided with Nate to start this podcast because we both like to make stuff. This show is going to be about our projects, also about lots of, you know, what's going on in the maker's world. I say that with hair quotes because we might not cover every field, but as you will probably see which is episode zero of this podcast and the many episodes to come, that we are centered on some part of the making world. I mostly do 3D printing stuff and basic electronics. Nate is doing some other stuff that he's going to talk about. We have one field in common, though, is that we use lots of LEDs. And Nate has a great project that maybe you're going to talk about maybe today or maybe in the future episodes.
We can tease it today, Nate, I suppose.
Yeah, we can tease it. Yeah. So, yeah. What is it you're doing in general in the makers? I was gonna say universe.
Makers universe is fine. You know, I mean, what's
we need to see.
We can't prove the multiverse yet, right? So, I mean,
not yet.
Yeah, it's outside of maybe watching episodes of The Flash. You know, I don't know where the how the multiverse works.
Yeah.
But so things that I like to work on are. How can I make my life more convenient, just in general? And so I'm problem solving to find a better way of doing something or a more efficient way of doing something. And so my latest big project push, which is kind of a big one because there's a lot to learn. You know, I'm really not the sharpest tool in the shed, as it were. I put together a Linux powered Christmas light system. But I want to roll that back just a little bit and say it's a holiday lights, because the Christmas portion of it is going to be rolled back after January 6th, because that's the end of Christmas time, the official Christmas time, the old world Christmas time. You know, from your side of the pond. You know, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I would turn those and those become holiday lights. So I've been experimenting with that, kind of fumbling my way through, and until I actually made something that I'm quite happy with. I mean, it's a beginning, it's a start. I'm happy with my start. It's not, you know, it's not exactly where I want it to be yet, but so that's, it's a process of building that. So that's one aspect of it. The other two is I'm just now getting into something called Home Assistant. I don't know if that's something you use or not.
I'm going to start, you know, looking at that because I plan on installing stuff in my house. So yeah, I'm going to look into home automation and stuff like that.
And that's the other thing too, is how can I make through automation, make my world a little bit easier. And that where, as a maker or single board computing comes in is, you know, sometimes a general computer does a job better for some functions, but sometimes I don't want a general computer. I want a specific appliance. I want to set up an appliance or a specific function that a device does, and that's all it does. So it's kind of a mixture of these different ideas. You know, I kind of feel like I'm coming full circle in life, because years ago I was always, how can I make my computer do this? How can I make my computer do this? But the more I make my computer do things, I'm like, maybe I don't want my computer to do this. I want something else to do this. And so I'm learning and I'm discovering, you know, things like Arduinos, NodeMCUs, things like that. I'm just getting into using those for some other projects, which I've been picking your brain on. And actually, that's really how that was the genesis of this this podcast, is my picking your brain.
and us sharing ideas and projects, and one day we thought, it would be great if we could, you know, make a podcast out of that and talk about our projects instead of just talking to each other, talk to hopefully people who are interested in those projects. So yeah, so back to what this podcast is going to be. So we're going to talk about our projects, of course. We are also looking for ideas and people who are doing the kind of stuff we do. And if you are doing stuff with Arduinos or 3D printing, or if you're decorating your house or using interesting home automation stuff, just get in contact with us. We don't really have yet everything for you to contact us. I guess the website will be the main point of contact. Get in contact with us. We're going to have a Facebook and a Twitter account. Tell us about your project, and why not come on the show and talk about your project on this show.
I'm always up for an expert to tell me what to do, or give me advice, I should say, which is why I've been talking to you, because I'm certainly not an expert.
Me neither. And I guess it's one of the great things of modern times, that we can try stuff. We have 3D printers that can help us build objects. We have easy access to electronic parts. We have lots of resources online, so we can teach ourselves whatever we need to do our projects. And that's really interesting. I really like to share my projects. I really like to take ideas from others. So, and actually, a lot of what I do come from what I see online or even in real life. You know, sometimes I see something and I say, I can buy that stuff and I will have that. But I can also try and make my own and maybe change one thing or two, because something's doesn't fit what I want and I can change it. So yeah, it's a lot about experimenting. And as you said, your goal is to make your life easier. Mine is to build stuff, build object projects. I kind of have an obsession with LED and LEDs and clocks. So I build a lot of clocks and lots of stuff with LEDs. As I said earlier, I co-host a Star Trek show, so I'm also a Star Trek fan. I did lots of Star Trek stuff with my 3D printer. So all those projects we're going to talk about in future episodes. What we're going to also try to do maybe is talk about new products that we can use in our projects, like if there's ever a new Raspberry Pi, for example, we can talk about that. Or there are great resellers online that sell extension boards, hats for Raspberry Pis, for example. I guess there's not a month that goes by without a new single board computer coming out. So yeah, we can talk about that. Maybe if we can even get some vendors to send us some pieces of hardware, we can review that.
Some fun toys, as it were.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the idea for this podcast. I guess well, maybe we can. You said you were gonna tease. You did tease your latest project. Maybe you can talk about that. Or
what I was gonna say is, you know, like you as a Star Trek fan, you know, you 3D print things that are Star Trek related. The goal or the mission of my making life easier is really inspired by Star Trek as well. So Star Trek is kind of at the core of, I think, this podcast, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's the inspiration that said, like, interestingly, watching data on Star Trek type is what inspired me to learn to touch type. That's or whatever.
Yeah.
What it has input. So now, like, you know, watching how they interact, you know, if I may use some buzzwords like the convergence that they would have between their handheld devices and the main computer, like how things are transfer, you know, very cleanly, is actually what inspired me to do different things around my house, so that different things, like if I'm working on something on my laptop and I want to move to another computer, it's automatically using like SyncThing to make that kind of convergence possible. So between like KDE Connect and SyncThing, I have a not as clean of a convergence, I think, as you would have with like the LCARS system and so forth. But that's what I'm trying to achieve. And so there's a lot of steps in there and a lot of excitement, actually. It's kind of my it's what gets me all excited and clapping my hands and dancing like a little schoolboy, because there's so much fun things. I mean for a nerd, this is probably the most exciting time ever, really. You know, there's so many neat devices, so many neat things out there, and so many great ideas that you know one can take and adapt modify for your own personal needs, it's just a whole new world of excitement right now, and then the fact that you know you have the same kind of interest, you know, maybe bent a little bit differently than I do, just to me this show is just an exciting happenstance, you know, a very serendipitous convergence, yeah. You could say, because you know I'm going to be telling you about, you know, my projects. You can tell me about your projects, and although a lot of it happens on Telegram, but now we can actually maybe discuss some of the a little more verbose than what you can do in, you know, in a couple lines in a Telegram message.
Absolutely.
So this is a real exciting podcast, I think, that we're going to have, and I feel like I'm kind of falling into my niche a little bit here, you know. Well, maybe not. I'm kind of a numpty still, but you know, I'm excitedly, you know, bumping my head on the trees as I walk through this Maker's Forest. So this is exciting stuff.
A bit of technical stuff. This podcast is going to be, well, the goal is to stay around the 30-minute mark, so we don't go over, you know, too long of a podcast. Mainly because, well, I'm a bit selfish, but 30 minutes is the time I take to go from home to work, so I can listen to the episode in one go. But I guess, yeah. If need be, I'm stumbling. If need be, we're going to go a little bit longer. The goal is to be around 30, 45 minutes. So we have time to discuss about our project. And it's going to be a fortnightly podcast, so an episode every 2 weeks. Just because we're both very busy and we've got life and family and stuff like that goes in on the in the way. So we're going to start like that, about 30 to 45 minutes every 2 weeks, and see how it goes. And if needed, we're going to change that along the way. But that's our plan. What else for this episode zero? Well, I guess we did the host introduction. We teased about some of our projects. I guess yes. Is there something you're working on right now, Nate?
So right now, what I'm working on is I've already kicked off my Christmas light display, and I've built a couple of scenes that I put to music. You know, I was going to record another one. Oh yeah, I did receive one. Yeah,
It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's Wizards in Winter by Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and which by the way got a copyright strike, but it said it was okay because I'm not trying to monetize it, so that's fine. That's they get the credit for it, so that's good. I'm totally cool with that. And then I got another Christmas Eve in Sarajevo that I'm going. I meant to record it last night, but I was so tired I fell asleep and I totally forgot. You know, whatever. I'll just do it tonight. Not a big deal. It's not like I have people knocking on my door saying, "Hey, can we when can you put this on YouTube?" I mean, nobody really cares that much. So, what I want to do is I'm now planning for the winter time. You know, when it gets, we have like permagray here in Michigan in this part of in North America, and it's pretty much gray here from. Although we've had some sunny days, which has been really kind of wild, and I'm really happy about it. But it's like this kind of a gray from now until almost April, really. I mean, sometimes March gets nice. And so what I'm doing is I want to actually have my house kind of, you know, stay lit up and happy and festive. So I'm looking at some winter decorations now. So there's this place they sell pre-cut out things, you know, objects that you can put those pixel lights in. These pixels are programmable control, like each has its own little chip on there. So each light can be whatever I want it to be. So I'm going to be putting these pixels in these snowflakes, like 36 nodes, and it's like 16 inches across in diameter, these snowflakes.
Whoa.
And $20 for four of them, which, you know, that's US bucks, not you know, euros. Euros would probably be like five. Not because I don't have math.
I wouldn't know because we don't use euros in Switzerland, but
oh yeah, we use something else.
Yeah, yeah, Swiss francs.
We just exposed my ignorance. That's awesome. Anyway, so I'm gonna buy four of those. I'm gonna put them on my house to kind of just, you know, kind of twinkle, you know, and at night, whatever, just to be more festive in a different way than how it is now. And you know, I've got these other ideas of how I'm going to build these different components, expand it, and then how I integrate that into the controller, the Falcon player, which runs on a BeagleBone.
And you're revealing secrets.
Yes, and then how this is kind of like a, you know, this is just still just a teaser. And then I will be working on an actual video of some kind, I think, at least a write up. But I do want to do a YouTube video on a quick start of how to go from, you know, zero to, I'd say 60, but you know, you do kilometers, so it'd be 60, zero to something a lot faster.
But
it doesn't matter. 100? Well, 100, yeah. Zero to 100. Because I had to spend a lot of time like asking questions and digging just to find the very simple answers, because almost all the tutorials had these assumptions that I already knew how to do certain things, or I already had something set up, or I already understood what I'm doing. So I'd like to explain and teach how you go from I do not know what I'm doing to now I have something that works, basically.
Okay.
And then now that I have something that works, now I can kind of tweak and expand it and do other things with it. And without, you know, like also since I have a lot of Christmas, like traditional AC electric Christmas lights, I don't want to lose all those. So I wanted to integrate the old. The more common, silly. That was bad word.
Previous century.
Yeah, previous century, the Edison bulbs. I wanted to incorporate those AC powered devices into this Pixel controller. I'll have something, you know, that kind of like a good overview, you know, a parts list and basic instructions on how to do all these things. And so that's what's coming up. So for now, I want to expand what I currently have. I filled my box, my waterproof box, which I don't know why I got a waterproof box, because I had to drill holes in it for ventilation. So I don't want my power supply overheating. So I don't know what I'm thinking. And then actually I just bought another waterproof box. So, cause I'm not thinking. Anyway, so I ran out, I've maximized my Actually, I've gone a little bit over how much power I can push on this one power supply. So I need another power supply. And some of the directions on how to kind of chain these things together so you don't like blow your system up are a little bit on the fuzzy side. Like they say what you have to do, but it's always kind of at a high level and nothing really specific. And I need details. I need to see what somebody else does so I can adapt it. And that's, I feel like people are hesitant, or maybe it's just, maybe they don't want to tell you the details. So I will give you details. This is how I solve this problem. Not saying it's the answer or the best answer, but this is how I solved it. And then you can take that information and adapt it for yourself. That's kind of how I'm going to proceed with this.
So that's going to be an interesting episode of our podcast too. Once your video is released, and you can summarize it for us.
Right. Yep.
That's great.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I get a bit. What I'm working on right now, it's actually something that I've been working on for the past few weeks, on and off, but I'm going to get serious on that now. Is a little device that I'm going to put in my garage. It's something it's something I've seen online. Someone did something like that, and the easy path would have been to just get what they've done and print that and use it. But I wanted to, understand how to make stuff, because that's the thing that interests me more than, doing the things that I see. It's to understand how it works. So what I'm going to do is something to prevent me from, getting into the shelves in my garage when I park my car. So I'm going to have a device that scans the distance between the shelves and my car, and that will display a nice green light when I'm at a safe distance, and the light will turn orange when I'm, getting close,
like,
and
it.
Red and blinking when I'm really too close. So yeah, that's going to involve some ultrasonic sensor for the distance. And then, of course, some LEDs, because
right, yeah.
Why not? Some kind of microcontroller. I haven't really decided yet which one. Maybe one that is connected to my Wi-Fi network, and maybe send a notification to my phone if it detects that I'm too close. But I guess if I'm too close, that I don't need the notification, but just for fun, maybe.
Right. Why not?
Or just, why not? Yeah. So that's going to be one of the next projects, just after I finished, I can say it now, a Christmas present that I wanted to make for my daughter. And that is not finished because I have a short circuit somewhere. So I need to find that. But so two interesting projects that I will be able to talk about on this show in a future episode. I also have, I want to do some lights. I was going to say studio lights, but I don't do that much video. So it's really lights for my soldering station. When I want to solder stuff, I often, need to have a very bright light to see what I'm doing. I sometimes use my phone as a light, but it's not really practical. So I'm going to try and design and build some lights for that. I have many devices that I bought from either Pimoroni or Adafruit. Both companies that are not sponsors of this show. But hey, if you're listening to us, Pimoroni or Adafruit. If you want to do some sponsoring, we welcome your products.
Welcome,
yeah.
You're going to make money off of us anyway, so.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, I'm probably going to talk about the stuff I did with those products. Interesting episodes to come, I think. Hopefully, our listeners are going to like what we do. We're going to have a website that is finished but doesn't have any content yet. But as soon as this podcast is released, we're going to put some content. So head over to makerscorner.tech. So that makerscorner in one word, .tech. And you're going to have access to our show notes, all our episodes when we have more than one. The contact form. Yeah, it will happen. The contact form, the links for the Twitter account, which I guess is going to be our main social network. I have created a Facebook page, but to be honest, I don't go that often on Facebook, so don't expect this page to be updated regularly, unless Nate does it, but I'm not sure, Nate. I'm not sure you're using Facebook that much.
Yeah, I have to make an appointment. I have to tell myself I'm going to check Facebook at least once a week. It's hard. Facebook is hard for me. I don't know why, because it's so easy for so many people, and I feel like it's just hard for me.
Me too. I only go on Facebook when I receive an SMS that tells me, "Hey, I've sent you something on Facebook."
So
the Facebook page won't. But I guess I'm going to try and make an effort. But I have a Facebook page for TL Grey Hot, and I don't update this one. So I'm gonna have to try and be more productive on Facebook. So yeah, it's gonna be you're gonna have the link for the Twitter account on our website at makerscorner.tech. You will also have, as I said, the contact form, everything to contact us. We're on Telegram. We don't have a group for this podcast on Telegram yet. Not sure we're gonna have one. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I already have a group that can be used for that, so we might use this. However, if you want to contact me on Telegram, I'm gonna have to check my username, because I don't even know what's my username on Telegram. I guess it's French Guy CH.
At
French Guy CH on Telegram, and if you want to send me a message, just ping me on Telegram. What are the ways to contact you, Nate?
I'm also on Telegram at Cubicle Nate. Call me there. Call me. Yeah, you can call me there. Ping me there. You can email me at cubiclenate.com or anything. You're a numpty at cubiclenate.com. That will get to me as well. I'm also on Twitter at Cubicle Nate. And then
I'm also on Twitter.
Yeah. And then I have a my website, personal website, cubiclenate.com. So it's all the same everywhere. And I didn't have to fight anybody for that name, because who in their right mind would call themselves Cubicle Nate?
Yeah. So I'm also on Twitter. I forgot about that. But I'm also on Twitter at FrenchGuyCH also. And you can send me an email, yannick@frenchguy.ch. So that's really easy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
Or at least forwards anyway, because I have some like really neat things that I guess you could do in Telegram, but sometimes I get a lot. I like email. I'm kind of old fashioned like that.
Yeah, I get these.
Yeah, I get a bunch of stuff I'm subscribed to, and I got a bunch of things that I, for instance, a DIY battery box for your laptop. I'm like, oh, I could put that inside my bag, and I could just plug it in, and I'm good for all day.
Yeah, like, great.
Or I could just be reasonable and buy a newer laptop, you know. But what fun is that?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's going to be it for this episode zero. I'm going to try and not delete this episode as I did with TL Grey Hot. We recorded episode zero, and within 5 minutes I had deleted it and lost it forever. So we had to record it a second time, but hopefully I'm not going to do the same mistake with this one. It's going to be published maybe this weekend or during next week. We're going to wait for this episode to be released before we re-record another one, but for you dear listeners, it should be about 2 weeks after the The episode one should be published about 2 weeks after this episode zero. Well, Nate, if you see something more to tell for this introduction.
No, other than that, I just say keep learning. You know, to anyone keep learning because, you know, and probably don't include this in the tagline, but once you stop learning, once you stop striving to learn and to discover more about the world we live, you're just waiting to die. And that just sounds sad to me. So, you know, just keep learning, keep growing, become more than what you are. You know, that's inspiration from Data, you know, again, rolling it back to Star Trek. But he's quite the inspiration as far as like his, you know, always striving to be more than what you are, more than the sum of your parts. So,
yeah,
because I'm just an ugly bag of water.
Well, that's one way to see it. All right. So we're going to leave you there, dear listeners. We're going to catch you next time. So take care of yourselves and see you next time. Bye bye.
See you.